I did all that," said Om doubtfully. "I'm sure I would have remembered 193 chapters."
"What did you say to him then?"
"As far as I can remember, it was, 'Hey, see what I can do,'" said the tortoise.
Brother stared at it. It looked embarrassed, insofar as that's possible for a tortoise.
"Even gods like to relax," it said.
"Hundreds of thousands of people live their lives by the abjurations and the precepts," Brother snarled.
"Well, I'm not stopping them," said Om.
"Well, if you didn't dictate them, who did?"
"Don't ask me. I'm not omnicognizant."
Brother was shaking with anger.
"And the Prophet Abyss? I suppose someone just happened to give him the codicils, did they?" "It wasn't me."
"They're written on slabs of lead 10 feet tall."
"Oh, well, it must have been me, yes. I always have a ton of lead slabs around in case I meet someone in the desert, yes."
"What? If you didn't give them to him, who did?"
"I don't know. Why should I know? I can't be everywhere at once."
"But you're omnipresent."
"Who says so?"
"The Prophet Hashimi."
"Never met the man."
Oh, so I suppose you didn't give him the Book of Creation then?"
"What Book of Creation?"
"You mean you don't know?"
"No."
"Then who gave it to him?"
"I don't know. Perhaps he wrote it himself."
Brother put his hand over his mouth in horror.
"That's blasphemy."
"What?" Brother removed his hand.
"I said that's blasphemy." "Blasphemy? How can I blaspheme? I'm a god."
"I don't believe you."
"Want another thunderbolt?"
"You call that a thunderbolt?"
Brother was red in the face and shaking. The tortoise hung its head sadly.
All right. Not much of one, I admit," it said. "If I was better, you'd have been just a pair of sandals with smoke coming out."
It looked wretched.
"I don't understand it. This sort of thing has never happened to me before. I intended to be a great big roaring white bull for a week, and ended up a tortoise for 3 years. Why, I don't know. And I'm supposed to know everything, according to these prophets of yours who say they've met me anyway. You know, no one even heard me. I tried talking to goat herds and stuff, and they never took any notice. I was beginning to think I was a tortoise dreaming about being a god. That's how bad it was getting."
"Perhaps you are," said Brother.
"Your legs to swell to tree trunks," snapped the tortoise.
But, said Brother, "you're saying the prophets were just men who wrote things down."
"That's what they were."
"Yes, but it wasn't from you."
"Well, some of it was, perhaps," said the tortoise. "I've forgotten so much the past few years."
"But if you've been down here as a tortoise, who's been listening to the prayers? Who has been accepting the sacrifices? Who has been judging the dead?"
"I don't know," said the tortoise. "Who did it before?"
"You did."
"Did I?"
Brother stuck his fingers in his ears and opened up with a third verse of "Lo, the infidels flee the wrath of Om." After a couple of minutes, the tortoise stuck its head out from under its shell.
"So," it said, "before unbelievers get burned alive, do you sing to them first?"
"No."
"Oh, merciful death. Can I say something?"
"If you try to tempt my faith one more time..." The tortoise poised. Om searched his fading memory. Then he scratched in the dust with a claw.
"I remember a day. Summer day. You were 13.
The dry little voice droned on. Brother's mouth formed a slowly widening O. Finally, he said,
"You believe the great god Om watches everything you do, don't you?"
"You're a tortoise. You couldn't have..."
"When you were almost 14 and your grandmother had beaten you for stealing cream from the still room, which in fact you had not done, she locked you in your room and you said, 'I wish you were...'"
"There will be a sign," thought Vorbis. There was always a sign for the man who watched for them.